31,000 Stop and Shop grocery store workers are on strike throughout New England today. They walked off their jobs yesterday after months of negotiations failed to produce a new contract. WBUR's Callum Borchers has been following the talks, and he joins us from the Stop and Shop store in Foxborough. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Deborah.
So what's going on at the store where you are?
Well, Stop and Shop workers are just beginning to assemble for their first full day of demonstrating. I caught up with a strike captain on my way in. He wouldn't go on the air, but he said they do plan to be demonstrating all day. And they're going to be trying to intercept cars as they come into the parking lot to let people know, we're on strike, please don't shop here.
Let's look at some of the history first. These workers walked off their jobs yesterday. How did it get to the point of a strike, Cal?
Well, the main sticking points in the talks are health care and retirement benefits. The company wants to move to a 401k instead of a pension plan and wants workers to pay more for their premiums. And they've been unable to reach a contract extension since their old contract expired in February. So they've been working without a deal for almost 2 months. The unions have been somewhat patient. They did vote to authorize a strike in February, but didn't actually call for a strike right away. They were meeting more recently with a federal mediator, but the unions apparently ran out of patience and just walked out yesterday.
And so what are the workers saying about why they're doing this now?
Well, you know, one of the other big things that they're frustrated about is the company's effort to do away with time and a half pay on Sundays. That's a big one. And the other thing, Deb, that I should not discount is the weather. The unions have been saying back in February when they initially authorized a strike that they wanted to wait for the weather to warm up before they wanted to be out there on the picket line.
How is Stop and Shop responding, and what is it saying whether it can continue to keep the stores open?
Well, the company has declined interview requests throughout the negotiations, and that continues now. They did issue a statement saying that given that the negotiations with the assistance of a federal mediator are continuing, we're disappointed that the union chose to order a work stoppage. So that's sort of their line right now. They do also say they have a contingency plan to bring in temporary workers and, yes, keep those stores open. On the other hand, though, Deborah, I mean, we are talking about 31,000 workers in an economy with sub 4% unemployment, so it's not like there's a ton out there. It'll be interesting to see whether they actually can keep all of the stores open and cover all these shifts.
What about shoppers, Cal? I mean, it was 5 years ago with the big debate about Market Basket, and shoppers boycotted that chain because of a dispute with the workers and two competing sides of the family that owns the store. Do you think we could see sort of emotional reactions from Stop and Shop shoppers?
We could, and that's what the workers are certainly hoping for. They've been asking customers to take their business elsewhere during this strike. And, you know, there's also just the practical reality that crossing a picket line to go grocery shopping can be an uncomfortable experience for shoppers. You know, shopper Lisa Beeman made this point yesterday afternoon at the Stop and Shop location in South Bay.
When you walk in, they're in front of the door, first of all. They're blocking the entrance, which is not good. And then when you go in, you can't even get the things that you want. And it just looks like it's half closed, but it's open. It's just, and that will affect you. The supermarket is serious for people, you know. So I don't know how long this is going to last, but I can't come back here until they go away.
And Deb, you know, whether more shoppers stay away like Lisa Beeman, that could help determine whether Stop and Shop feels enough pain from this strike to just give workers what they want.
So any idea how long it might take, how before, you know, this strike might be over, or how it might be resolved?
Well, both sides are pretty dug in at this point, and they sound ready to wait a while, although I suppose what else would they say at this stage? I do think one of the challenges for the unions here, Deb, is that there are actually five separate locals involved, and they may have different levels of reserve funds, which means some may be able to hold out longer than others, and maintaining a united front is always important in these kinds of standoffs. I think a common resolution in these kinds of strikes that we could see here involves, you know, grandfathering the benefits for the current employees and then discontinuing them for new hires.
All right, WBUR's Callum Borchers reporting from Foxborough this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.